Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is Seth Geis and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Tis the season to be noggy. Fa la la la.
La 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 la.
So we're missing June tonight, but he was on this review, so we just don't have his kind of commentary, but we'll get to his scores and stuff like that as well. But today we are talking about the La Aroma de Cuba Pasión Corona Gorda. It's 5 5/8 by 46. Comes out of the My Father factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Nicaraguan shade grown. Binder and filler both from Nicaragua. Price point is $9.50. And the cigar was released in September of 2021.
Quick question.
Yep.
This got to be one of the first Nicaraguan shade growns, no?
Maybe the first that somebody has admitted to.
Yeah.
There's other shade growns.
I just don't know if anyone's prominently displayed Nicaraguan shade grown. I think Nicaraguan wrappers are starting to get a lot more prominence when they list the
good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Maybe. All right, Seth. So what were your thoughts on this one?
Loved it. I love this. This is, the last time we talked about something out of My Father, it was really high price point. This is not that
true.
Man, I didn't think I'd be getting this like June, but I thought June would be here. Gosh, this is, I see why June's so awkward. Nice Colorado Maduro, medium size veins, nice appearance. First third really delivered this damp wood, peppery spice. I was getting some leather qualities, dry earth, minerals, meaty qualities. Kind of remain that way throughout. There was a little bit of this cream and red pepper. I really enjoyed it. Nice construction, medium in strength and body. Final third just had that cream, pepper, herbal, leather, earth qualities. Really nice.
All right, John, how about you? What were your thoughts?
I echo some of the sentiments Seth was saying. It started out pretty interesting. Definitely wood forward, some tannic wood in the post draw, sweet baking spices. Kind of some chocolate pushing in the middle of the profile. So, I mean, it was an inviting first third. Second third kind of started out similar, chocolate, mild baking spices, wood finish, and then the tannins kind of fell off, which was nice because it didn't detract. Then there's like a nuanced kind of musty earth in the middle, a little bit of chalkiness and minerality in kind of the post-draw middle. And then the earth kind of became the primary driver halfway through, that kind of ruined the balance for me, which is a shame because it was kind of on same ballpark as the first third. A little bit of light citrus to balance out the earth, but it was pretty much earth forward from the halfway point on in the first third, or the second third, pardon me. And then it was just kind of a creamy earth combination in the last third with the wood finish and minerality. So, still pleasant, but not the same complexity as the first third. Burn had some issues for me, had an uneven burn line, which resulted in a canoe and a touch up, and then another canoe in the second third and another touch up. And then, when you're smoking a cigar and it really struggles to stay lit, that was where I was struggling in the second third. So I had to eventually relight it. So that was kind of a detractor, unfortunately. And draw was a little bit on the snug side, 2.5-3 notches resistant. So I rated the draw good. Which overall left me with an average experience. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, the cigar started with musty wood and baking spice that quickly transitioned to black pepper. The wood became more defined as cedar and then gained a toast note to it. Second third saw the cedar transition to oak. And the final third saw the toast transition to char with some bitterness and a bit of a vegetal note joining in. The cigar started well for me, but kind of just started degrading in the second third as the toast became heavy and kind of went even further in the final third when the char and bitterness joined in. But definitely a good amount of strength to the cigar for me. But the flavor profile just kind of waned as the cigar went along. I was pretty excited for it going into it when it was announced. But based on the experience, I'd be open to trying another Vitola because I think they released like this in 5 or 6 Vitolas or something like that. So a lot, a big wide release on it. But for this Vitola, not really my thing. So I mean, I guess maybe you have to go maybe bigger ring gauge. I'm sure they have something in a 50 or 52. So maybe try something like that just to see how it goes. All right, we'll get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with Seth at 7.17. June gave it a 5.8. John gave it a 5.5, and I gave it a 5.4. So, Seth, how'd that 7.17 match up for you?
It's a little bit, I enjoyed the cigar, but
You love my father, don't you?
I think I got carried away. I do love my father. This really goes against. I'll say this. I have liked, I think this is the second Nicaraguan Puro that they've done. The first being the Fonseca in a while, correct?
Fonseca is so good.
Probably, yeah. And I really liked those releases. And I really like the blends that go with them. That score seems a little bit high. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him, and I believe in it. But I do want to smoke in a larger ring gauge. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I could do June's bit
right there before.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like 7.17. There's a long way down to see Nate who's next.
So June's part is, 5.8. It's average. Good doesn't really start till 6.1. Pretty average.
There you go.
For me, 5.5, obviously held back by the construction a little bit, which is a shame. I think otherwise, you know, I'd be up in the 5.75, 5.8 with June. I'll echo your sentiments. I think this is one of those cigars, and sometimes, you know, because I'm a traditionalist in the sizes, but a lot of times with the milder cigars, especially with the shade wrapper, larger ring gauge, sometimes where it shines. So I think I might even put it in my notes that I think a larger ring gauge, bigger cigar might make the blend really shine. So I would be interested in trying this in like a Robusto Toro, something larger. But otherwise, 5.5 matches up pretty well.
My 5.4 matches up well. It was an average flavor profile because I had the first third is good and the last third is subpar because of that char and bitterness. But, you know, if it could kind of dodge that, it'd be closer to the sixes. I did have to do a relight on mine as well. So kind of had a little bit of a burn issue there, but that knocked it down a little bit. But it's a much more attractive price point than the Garcia. So,
was the price point on this?
This is $9.50 for the Corona Corda.
That's a good price point.
That's a great price point, man.
Yeah.
I got an hour and 49 out of it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Any other final thoughts from you guys on this one?
I think I scored it high.
But definitely put this on the redo list if I see the passion.
I'd smoke it again. I do think I would be let's put it this way. I do think if I reviewed it again, I do think that I would be on the higher end out of all of us. I think it's just a blend that I would go to. But maybe I was just so shocked
enamored.
We were like, damn, like they did it.
Yeah.
They made an okay cigar. I was so proud of them. So that's where we're at these days, I guess. I did actually think about that when I was raking leaves today too. Like cigars are so bad that in 2 years, is it going to start to go up because we're so used to the bads being so average?
Yeah.
Are we going to see a rise in scoring, or are we just going to now just settle for this now being the new average?
Right.
Something we need to figure out.
Exactly. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.